art of football, and not many do it better than Dale Tapping from the Brisbane Lions, who's been good enough to jump on the phone with us before a big day for the club. Dale, hello to you.
G'day, Sam. Michael, how are you?
We're very well, thanks, mate. What about yesterday? Chaos ensuing all around the competition. How finally did you cut it, getting out of Brisbane just in time to be allowed into Tasmania?
Well, I think the time was okay. We were just sort of, everything went efficiently pretty much early, but we were sort of on the tarmac. Then there was a bit going on, and we sort of sat there for about 40 minutes, and there was a little bit of doubt whether we were going to take off, but a few staff members had to jump off the plane because they were coming back immediately after the game because we're flying on to Perth. So we eventually got up in the air, which was good, and got down to Tassie in the afternoon. So finally got there.
Got there, Dale, and you'll be ready to rock and roll as you did last week in the second half. It had been a sluggish week the week prior into the Suns game to get going in the first half. Seemed the Suns had a bit of bounce and a bit of pop, but the boys rallied, and a big second half should take some confidence into today.
Yeah, no doubt, Michael. Look, we were it was sort of funny at half time last week, and obviously 27 points down, but if you look at all the sort of the indicators, like we had 33 inside 50s, like our efficiency and connection was really poor. Like we were sort of winning our fair share, we were in top round clearance and sort of advantage and contested ball. So we're doing a lot of things well. It was just sort of tightening up, and particularly around our efficiency going forward, and obviously sort of being a little bit more aggressive with sort of how we play. And look, we had an advantage in the ruck, and we certainly wanted to get the ball forward going more. With, you know, Big Oscar had certainly a height advantage over sort of Graham and Burgess, and you know, we started to sort of get real aggressive at the source, and you know, got the ball moving. We'll probably in the first half, we're giving them their mids, Gold Coast mids, a little bit more of a chance by just sort of bringing the ball in a bit tighter. So we wanted to get the ball sort of out to the outside, and things started to open up for us post that. So yeah, good second half, and the plan is to sort of continue that approach today.
And you talk about the efficiency inside forward 50. What do we have? 3 goals, 4 to big Joey Danaher without Eric Hipwood in there for, obviously, now the long term. Is that Nekai Cockatoo will come in and actually play a legitimate game today, which is terrific. What role do you see him in terms of looking, not to fill the gap of Eric Hipwood, but to give an opportunity to increase that efficiency?
Yeah, well, look, Nekai's got, one thing, he's got great game sense. Like, he's just a real pure footballer. And the thing for this year with us is just sort of getting himself in a position where he can actually play for a long period of time. So he's had a really good block at VFL level, like sort of 6-7 weeks and, you know, high training loads. And sort of he'll come into the game sort of, you know, with some real confidence that he's ready to play AFL footy again. I think everyone in the footy world knows his capabilities. And he's just, as I said, he's just a real pure footballer. And those guys make really good decisions and best option decisions. And he's going to be sort of playing predominantly sort of forward to centre. So when he gets the ball in his hand, he's more than likely going to make a good choice with it. And that certainly will assist with our efficiency going forward.
Now, I've got a few men in the AFL now that I've stepped out, and I just follow a few individuals closely. None more so than Jared Lyons. I love Jared Lyons and his story. And you'd probably get sick of getting asked about his form and his transition into Brisbane and what he's brought and that maturity and efficiency around stoppage and his work ethic. And take us behind the curtain a little bit about Jared Lyons and what he means to the Brisbane Lions at the moment.
Well, Michael, I've sort of had a first-hand experience with Jared. So I coached him at Sandy Dragons the year he got drafted. So his and I's relationship goes back a fair way, and I've maintained sort of a good relationship through his time in Adelaide and obviously in Gold Coast. But look, when he became available, for me, you know, I'm probably a little bit biased with him because I sort of rate him really highly and I know his capabilities, and you've probably had experience with him at Gold Coast. But his ability sort of around the footy and to see the game and actually like his stoppage craft, it's like sort of having a midfield coach on the ground. And you know, he sees systems and he sees what opposition are trying to do and just his own personal craft where he can sort of help others, but also like just his body work around the ball and his ability to get his hands on it first. And for me, like, I don't think he's changed too much. Look, even back when he got drafted to Adelaide, way back in 2010, like, he's always had great game sense and just a real good feel for the game, and that's still there in spades. And I think now he's you know, he's come to us and he's just a really highly valued member of our team and he's got great respect for how he prepares for each game of footy and how he executes, you know, his game on game day. So he's just been a wonderful acquisition to us, and let's just hope it keeps going for a few more years to come.
Speaking to Dale Tapping, our strategy coach at the Lions. Dale, for those that aren't familiar with your story, and it's one thing that Brisbane have sort of done in breaking, a little bit of breaking the mould when it comes to the assistant coach set up, and you took over from Danny Daly, who took over from Dave Noble when he moved to North Melbourne. You got Murray Davis as well as a defensive coach, but there's certainly a bit of a different structure to the way that the Lions put their assistants together. There's a high emphasis on education, and certainly yourself and Chris Fagan aren't people that have made a big name for themselves as a player at the highest level, but your coaching CV is absolutely fantastic. For those who don't know as much about you, just enlighten us on your journey to where you are now through coaching ranks.
I suppose through the elite pathway, like I obviously coached at Sandy Dragons, yep, sort of 9 to 11, then was fortunate enough to get a role at Collingwood in the development space 2-12, and then took over the VFL coaching role 13 to 16, then got approached from Chris and David. David and I played actually a bit of footy back in the old VFA days, yep, Brand, back in the early 90s. So we sort of had some sort of relationship from there. I played a couple of years. I was there for a period of time. So the opportunity come up to Brisbane at the end of 16, going into 17 with Fags. And I think for Chris, you know, it's sort of full credit to him and you know, how he's, you know, he leads the environment. You know, we participate really strongly in all that, but yeah, I think he just valued sort of coaches that have, you know, myself, Murray Davis, and all the other coaches that sort of, I suppose, from the lower profile end, but have just, sort of continued to learn, continue to grow in roles, sort of coach their own teams, which I think is really, really important in the modern era. This sort of capacity to sort of coach, not only you're 22 that you've got game day, but it's also about educating and caring for your staff. Those things become mightily important in any football environment. So just having exposure of doing that, then you sort of slip into a line role or a development role. You're pretty well rounded for that role. And Chris has been really good, and even credit to him, like at the end of 16, like he probably could have moved a couple of coaches on that were there previously, but no, he sort of backed those coaches in and thought he'll just, you know, grow the environment. And those coaches have blossomed within themselves. And I'll talk about Murray Davis and Ben Hudson, these guys. Their coaching has sort of gone to another level because of, I think, the environment that's been created. So, that's the great quality of Fags and just, you know, his ability to let us do our role. And, he sort of spends game day on bench and is obviously connected to us. And, you know, obviously there's a fair bit that goes on in the box that we can see the game from a different perspective and feed, you know, key information down to him, you know, associated with each area. So, and he reacts accordingly to the information provided. But by and large, he lets us do our role really well and supports us fantastically in that. So it gives you as a coach confidence to back, you know, your instinct in.
We've got to let you go because you've got a jumper presentation to get to for Nakai. But does the events at Hawthorn this week have any impact on your preparation? Chris Fagan obviously really close with Alistair Clarkson. Has that had been discussed in any way, shape or form in your build-up?
No, not at all, Sam. Like, you know, I think, you know, Fags, look, it's just, you know, look, our investment in today's game is critically important to us. Yep. Like, we've got a really important game and our energy's in beating Hawthorn today and securing that double chance. That's what we're after. And, you know, really, you know, Hawthorn's situation currently around Clarko and Sam is, that's their responsibility, and our responsibility is to take care of what we've got control of, and that's where our energy lies.
Dale, thank you so much. We've got to go. We're getting the playoff music as well. You've got to go to a jumper presentation, mate. Enjoy. Good luck today.
Thanks, mate. Boys.
Dale Tapping, very good football person, and great to get that access. Thank you to Brisbane Lions for that. Both sides doing their warm-up for Ream. Install a Ream steady, hot and strong.